Blog Talk Radio.
Hey babe, got your voicemail. Just letting you know that I did touch down in Miami. We got a few shows to do out here, some press, and then we're heading out to Atlanta next. Got a couple shows out there, and then we're gonna touch down in Chicago. You know I can't wait to see you. I feel like we've been playing phone tag and the text messages. Not the same. I miss you so much. You know that? Like, I really miss you, babe. I love you.
I've been counting down the days since we've last seen each other, and it's killing me. These phone conversations just ain't working no more. No, I can send you photos, videos all day, but it's nothing like the real thing when you're right up in my face. Boy, if I never needed you before, my body's calling for you, yeah. I want you to make love to me in the backseat of this car. Just the reality of your body touching mine is consuming my thoughts. Oh, I done spent a good amount of days thinking of all the ways I can have you. I gotta have you, boy. If I never needed you before, my body's calling for you, yeah.
Hey, I know this is your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio. Man, we in the building, Fresh Fridays. You already know what it is. Shout out to everybody making it to the weekend, to be honest, man. I know it's a lot going on, but we made it to the weekend. So, y'all already know the Friday Night Lights, so, you know, football is all over the place. And we got a lot of stuff going on this weekend, so I'm going to let y'all know what's going on. Like, showcase is going on tonight. Clubs is open up tonight, so, you know, just kick it with your boy, Mr. AKOG Radio. I'm going to get y'all in tune for the weekend, man. So hope everybody had a decent weekday, work week. You know, the week work week be crazy. What we do, we got to do to survive it. So most people do, most people don't. We got some news to go through, music, news, sports, all that good stuff, man. So I want y'all to stay locked to OG Radio, man. It's your boy, Mr. AK, man. We do what we do here, all right? So we're going to get some more music, right?
Right.
And we're going to do everything else that we have to do to get through the weekend. Some people weekends are longer than most. Some people are shorter. But we do what we got to do. So I'm finna get into some music from my man Dangerous Scott. Featuring my man Boosie Badass called The Paper. Live right here, OG Radio, man. Let's get it.
And here are a few of the countless rolls of paper.
I'm gonna take this shit to the bank, bitch. I'm up. Yeah, I'm gonna keep these all right here, my hundreds and shit.
Here are a few of the countless rolls of paper.
One thing I need.
Paper.
I ain't even trying to stop it. Look at my pockets. What do you see?
Paper.
And these hoes be watching, pennies be dropping. What could it be?
Paper.
If the money ain't the topic, I ain't trying to talk it. Words ain't free.
And here are a few of the countless rolls of paper.
It's that Rollie watches, money dropping, music type of shit. You rodeo shopping, Hermes rocking, fancy type of shit. Who you like fucking with a nigga that's rich? Who you like fun tags all on your fits? Who you like flying overseas on trips? Who you like boosting when he talk that shit? Girl, don't forget, if you really want that Birkin, then that mouthpiece better be working. And the pussy better leak and be squirting. And the specs game better be perfect. One thing's for certain, I ain't tripping on the money that I'm getting. If you wanna get it, you can go and get it. Ain't no limit to a motherfucker spending, bro. Wait a minute, what you gonna do for it? One thing I need.
Paper.
I ain't even tryna stop it. Look at my pockets, what do you see?
Paper.
And these hoes be watching, pennies be dropping. What could it be?
Paper.
If the money ain't the topic, I ain't tryna talk it. Words ain't free.
And here are a few of the countless rolls of paper.
Yeah. Rich nigga mode. And I stay in a rich nigga pose. And I got the hoes on freeze. Got bad chicks stripping on poles. And I got my own company. 100 grand for the brand pad clothes. Why these niggas hate that drill? Cause they hold doing God, who knows? Oh, I'ma put her in Louis. Put a diamond cuts on in her jewelry. If she wanna act on screen, hell yeah, we can go make a movie. When it's my duty, I ain't tripping on the money that I'm getting. If you wanna get it, you can go and get it. Ain't no limit to a motherfucker spending broke. Wait a minute, what you gonna do for it? One thing I need.
Paper.
I ain't even tryna stop it. Look at my pockets, what do you see?
Paper.
And these hoes be watching, pennies be dropping. What could it be?
Paper.
If the money ain't the topic, I ain't tryna talk it. Words ain't free.
And here are a few of the countless rolls of paper.
Hermes bag, that my bitch Thursday swag. Money everywhere around this bitch. I got birthday swag every time I wake up, nigga. People say a nigga rich, rich, rich. I got an AK match my gold chain. I got friends big time with cocaine. I got a bitch eat my dick, I don't know her name. I got 6 new cars and a cooler name. If we talking paper, then you gotta say that Buddha man. Look at this watch, this nigga looking like a light switch. And too many niggas living like this. I'm coming. 2 bad black girls and a bad ass white bitch. I need a bag and I ain't playing around, nigga. 2021 money all around, nigga. Smoking out the pound, nigga. With exotic hoes, with Versace rolls, yeah.
One thing I need.
Paper.
I ain't even tryna stop it. Look at my pockets, what do you see?
Paper.
And these hoes be watching, pennies be dropping. What could it be?
Paper.
If the money ain't the topic, I ain't tryna talk it. Words ain't free.
And here are a few of the countless rolls of paper.
Elevated fraud. Fraud.
Put my guard down. Turn the crib, I got into a hard house. made me never ever trust a bitch. I'm a king, I can't get treated like a prince, but you know it, and you ain't gotta act brand new. I got a spot, baby, low key, cause ludicrous, she didn't accept my hospitality.
That's crazy.
As if I didn't have a plan, I had a strategy to get up out of the hood. He ain't wanna see me out of the hood. Fuck him up, this shit out of the woods. It's funny, you ain't see potential. After all the shit I told you, I'd have been through, hey. I lost myself, what she took for kindness. I should've known she was simple-minded. So close, but we still divided. Damn. She might've taken me for granted, well, I never know. Cause I done took all I can't pay. Came from my heart, my shit, Felt like a ball in MJ, got all my dues paid. Got money in the bank, baby, Wells Fargo. You ain't really like me, yes, I know. You ain't do shit for me, but stop my growth. Now it's time for me to outgrow you. I'ma keep it real with you, I'm just trying to build with you. He just wanna chill with you, pop a couple pills with you, no, 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 no. Up at the wall again, I had my share of pain. I'm sick and tired of playing and it makes me really wanna build with you, chase a couple meals with you. He just wanna chill with you, pop a couple pills with you, no, no. I've been through all the games, I had my share of pain. I'm sick and tired of playing and it makes me made me wanna get up off this roller coaster. I'd rather be at home alone, Macaulay Culkin. All that lack of communication is gonna cost you. Damn, I get high in the treetop. A couple shots to the head, I'm drinking Visa. Damn, now my heart colder than last night pizza. Yeah, you can leave, baby, hasta la vista. Alright, so let's do it, we split you. Finally out the frame, now you get the picture. You got no more time to play the victim. Can't break down, girl, I'm on a mission, and I miss you. I lost myself, what she took for kindness. I should've known she was simple-minded. So close, but we still divided, Damn, she might've taken me for granted, well, I never know. Cause I done took all I can't pay. Came from my heart, my shit, felt like a ball in the air, got all my dues paid. Got money in the bank, baby, Wells Fargo. You ain't really like me, yes I know. You ain't do shit for me, but stop my growth. Now it's time for me to outgrow you. I'ma keep it real with you, I was trying to build with you. I just wanna chill with you, pop a couple pills with you, no, no. I've been through all the games, I had my share of pain. I'm sick and tired of playing and it makes me really wanna feel with you, chase a couple pills with you. He just wanna chill with you, pop a couple pills with you, no, no. I've been through all the games, I have my share of pain. I'm sick and tired of playing. It makes me.
Oh yeah, and I feel it shouldn't be no arrogant. I'm a real nigga, oh yeah.
chain, oh yeah. Put her ass clean on the block list, look real good, oh yeah. 7 days a week, yeah, my palm is Hey, bitch, nigga, you a die. And I made sure we situated, call me L Hiller number 5. In a AM eat pancakes with a bowl of grits on the side, I'ma believe me a longer time, the nigga. Buying your tongue, do you? Hey, do you know how to eat without dropping a crumb, do you? Hey, why you have to change? Ain't it none to you? No, no, I was the one that told his life. I was the one denying the fight. I was the one stop praying to Christ. Then after that, stop looking for Christ. I was the one that put up a fight. Posted on trouble, said he's screaming life. I was the one, I being polite. I was the one, hey. My society full of gun smoke. My mom said him a fungo. I think I got it from my uncle. Oh, I was the one being a hardhead. Groovy little hardhead. Ain't got a dad, but I'm still a Harley.
You are now tuned in to the Caramel Reply with Amethyst. What's your scoop?
Hey, y'all know what it is. Y'all already know what time it is. Y'all already know when y'all hear that intro, y'all know what that time is. So what's good with it?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
That's what's up. So what we got on deck today?
So I have two topics today.
Okay.
Good evening and welcome to the Caramel What's Your Scoop Reply segment with Amethyst. If this is your first time tuning in, let me explain a little bit about this segment. If you have a question or topic that you would like for me to give my opinion, you can send me an email at thecaramelreplywithamethyst@gmail.com. And as always, don't worry, you can remain anonymous. Question one, topic, should you accept responsibility for a mistake? I received a question from LJ. So LJ, what's your scoop? He said, hey, what's up, Amethyst? What's my scoop? Well, I got this issue with my female, okay? Well, women should know by now that men hate to admit when we are wrong. The other night, I was supposed to pick up a salad on my way home. Now, she had texted me to remind me, and I got pissed because she was treating me like a kid. In the process of getting pissed with her, well, I'll admit I got real angry. I got a phone call from my boy. We chit-chatted for a bit, and I knew that it was getting late, so I rushed home. But listen, when I got there, she asked me for the salad. Now, granted, I didn't realize I had forgot it, but I went wild on her and accused her of chastising me. I used that as an excuse for not remembering to pick up the salad. But, man, I had it on my mind. Anyway, one thing led to another, and I told her, why didn't you pick up the salad? You knew that I was at work and tired. Well, you can guess how this ended. I wasn't about to let her know it was my fault. No, no, man, not at all. First of all, LJ, I would like to thank you for your question. I believe that being self-aware is essential. This quality will aid you in self-improvement as well as your relationship with others. We are all human and everyone can make mistakes. How you handle these situations can set the tone for future disagreements. In this instance, instead of viewing the reminder text your girlfriend sent to you as her acting like a parent and you her child, instead you should view it as assistance since she wanted the salad. However, remember that she did send you a reminder. This could have been mediated by you just acknowledging that you genuinely forgot it. You know deep down you were wrong with your attitude and forgiving the salad. You should have just apologized and went and retrieved the salad. This would have avoided unnecessary altercations. When you have a task for someone, you just want to complete it. I suggest the next time that you implement the three A's, admit, apologize, and accept your role in the disagreement. I hope this was helpful. But before we get into the next question for the caramel reply, let's talk about some current news. If you watch reality TV, on the TV show Big Brother, the Cookout Alliance made history by securing that a person of color would be the first U.S. winner of Big Brother.
Wow.
I found this to be interesting because they took their time to make major moves like a game of chess. Now, I'm not familiar if you've ever seen the TV show, but basically Big Brother is like they put several house guests in there and they have to play games, create alliances to vote other people out, and then you either get the chance to be the head of household. And then you get to nominate two people that you want to go home. But if you're one of the people that's nominated, you can play a game and win the veto. Now, if you win the veto, you have the chance to remove yourself from the block. If somebody else gets the veto, they could remove you or they could put someone in your place.
That's pretty intriguing on that Big Brother stuff. I mean, I've heard of the show, but I never watched it. But, I mean, it sounds like a good show. But the one comment I have for the first topic, look, bro, this is a simple task, man. Go get the salad and go to the crib, bro. You could have did everything at once. You could have drove to wherever she wanted the salad from. I don't know. 9 times out of 10, they want to sell it from a nice place. Because I know they don't want no Wendy's salad. They may want a Patillo salad. Don't depend on what it is. But I'm just saying, for you to, like, you know what I'm saying, feel like she undermining you or treating you like a child. Well, to be honest, you probably don't know it, but you probably got a short-term memory problem that you can't remember nothing. And I know during the fact that it's football season, fellas, and we don't remember a damn thing if the game on. So it's Monday night, if it's Thursday night, Friday or Saturday or Sunday. If we know it's a game we want to watch, we too locked in. So the fact that she sent you a text message too and told you to go get the salad, bro, even if you is getting off work, bro. I mean, in my case, regardless if I'm getting off work or wherever I'm going, if I'm heading home, I'm going to ask her if she needs anything before I come to the house. That's number one. Number two, if she texts me and asks me to bring her, call me and ask me to bring her something, I'm already going to say text it to me because I know if she tell me, I'm going to forget. So to save myself the problem of forgetting some stuff, I just text it to me. So that I see the text and I understand, like, okay, let me go pick this up, get there, and after I go ahead and drop off the package where I need to drop off, whether it's food or I need to go to the store, whatever it is. But, like, that's common sense, man. You can't try to flip that on her, man. That's just, this may be the one time where, fellas, I agree with the ladies on this one. Bruh, if she asks you to go pick you something up, and that's just, and you normally would do that, go pick something up for her with no problem. Bruh, that's not her treating you like no kid. That's her understanding where your flaw is. Look, you don't, your attention span is short. So let me double down and make sure he understand, hey, can you bring me a salad? Now, if she said, bring me a salad. Now, I'm pretty sure she said, hey, I know it's late, you get off work, can you pick me up a salad, please? I know it was something simple. Fellas, man, that's just simple common sense relationship, bro. It's not that hard, man. She asked you to do something. I mean, just go get the salad, bro. It's not that bad. I mean, go pick the salad up, keep it moving. You could have been on the phone with your boy regardless. You ain't had to be on the phone but not go get the salad. I mean, they have Bluetooth in cars now. I mean, bro, what you doing? So that's just a guy acting childish. That's not a grown man. That's a childish guy. So he just needs to grow up, man. It's a common sense. It's, you know, it ain't nothing major for that. But, bro, go get the salad, man. Stay on your Bluetooth, man. Get to the crib and everything else will be cool. All right?
Sounds good. Reportedly, the movie The Bodyguard will be remade. I always wonder why there are so many reboots. Some movies and TV series are classics, and the remakes aren't able to capture the magic in the same way.
Right.
I always wonder, is it because they run out of new ideas?
Yeah.
Is that the issue?
So they remaking The Bodyguard movie?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I just want to see the cast because I just want to see, because I feel like you can't redo that. It's certain movies you can't redo. It's like they redoing the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Now, I saw the trailer from it, and I'm intrigued because it's a little different. But Will Smith signed on not to be a part of it, but to, like, be an executive producer. So I like the fact that they're redoing the Fresh Prince. And the way they're redoing it, it's more, I don't know, more up to date, I want to say. It's just, you know, remaking it to like a modern time. Or, you know, so I like which direction they're going with it because Will got his hand in it. Just some people
so
who
maybe
with
this
the previous
gonna be
show.
More. Maybe
right.
It's going to be more drama. Because the
I
other
think it
one
is,
it was kind of like, it had drama, but it was more like comedy. So maybe this one would
be
something similar, like Grown-ish or something like that.
Yeah, I think so. So I'm with it. I'm with that. But I don't, the Bodyguard, I ain't feeling. That's just like when two movies that I felt like overdid they sequels, the House Party situation. After like, I was an okay fan of House Party 3, but after House Party 3, just don't make no more. Just leave it alone. Just don't.
They're actually working on a reboot.
Hey, look, LeBron, if you listening, bro, don't do it. Just leave it alone. Like, that's just like they did.
I believe it's supposed to be, go ahead.
I don't know. Like, seriously, LeBron, if you listening, bro, like, I'm serious. Like, you are amazing at everything you do. But please, for the love of 90s nostalgia, for all the people who grew up on House Party 1 and 2, 3 we just tolerated because it was kid and play. Just don't do it, bro. It's not worth it. You know what I'm saying? You don't want your name attached to messing up a classic. Just leave it alone. Just like the people who did How High 2, y'all should be beat up for that movie. DC Young Fly, you a talented young dude. Lil Yachty, I don't really rock with your music, but, you know, reach out, do something different. Y'all made a generation of people pissed off. And I blame the people who were supposed to get Method Man and Redman for the last 5 years and couldn't pull it off. That's who I really blame. I don't blame DC enough for getting the check. I blame the people who put the movie together. So in the words of all the 90s and 2000s people, LeBron, don't do it, bro.
feel like, well, hopefully if they do put it out, that they take their time and not use, like, the original as the blueprint, just, like, go in a different direction and make a different story.
Right.
That's what I think will work best.
I agree 100%.
Did you hear the Venom Let There Be Carnage will actually be released earlier? It's supposed to be released 2 weeks in advance.
I'm for it.
Now, there's speculation.
Mm-hmm.
There's some speculation that the Venom and Spider-Verse could possibly merge. So the end of the credit scene would definitely reveal all.
Well, I feel like Venom should have been, I mean, like I said, it's so many different versions of Spider-Man. It's just like, y'all killing the Smalls. Like, it's like, man, you know, if y'all going, like, it's like y'all continuously start over with Spider-Man and y'all don't have to. You know, it's like y'all mm-hmm. broke them up into different worlds. Like, y'all did Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire. Then you did the Amazing Spider-Man where you started over again with Andrew Garfield. Whatever his name, last name is, I didn't like neither one of them. I just wasn't a fan because, like, and then I give them credit for the Spider-Man with what's his name?
Tom Holland.
I give them credit for that because they didn't start over. They went straight to, like, MCU did it the right way. They just like, okay, let's just put Spider-Man into this part of our MCU. Okay, we gonna start his story off from after Civil War, which was perfect. We didn't need the backstory of Spider-Man for the 100th time. We know who Spider-Man is. This is how Spider-Man is incorporated into the Avengers, into the MCU. So I like the direction they're going with this Spider-Man because they're just keeping it moving. Now, like the first movie, you know what I'm saying? The first two movies, I was satisfied with. I was cool with because they were tied into a bigger story, which I was appreciating because mm-hmm. it wasn't just a Spider-Man story. It was a Spider-Man story that was giving you a look into what was next in the MCU. So the MCU has been doing an amazing job with their storytelling by linking all these movies together. So I'm appreciative of that. And I just feel like, you know, Venom should be not like a giant part, but he should have been spotted in the MCU because he's one of the main villains in Spider-Man. So you had to find a way to incorporate him. I hope that mm-hmm. the Spider-Man or the Venom that's coming out, it gives us that. So I'm just waiting. Like I said, I'm just waiting like a fan.
Because for Spider-Man, well, I always thought that the first movies. That it was like a good view with Toby. Mm-hmm. To me, he played the best Peter Parker. And then Andrew, he did a better job of Spider-Man. And I think that Tom Holland, that he's a good fit. It's like he's kind of nerdy, kind of mm-hmm. witty, but it's like a good mixture
right.
of like the character together. Like you can actually see like his growth.
Right. Yeah, I totally agree with that. I definitely totally agree with that one. Before we get into the next, letter that you guys sent, we're going to get into some music, and then we're going to come back, all right?
Okay.
Yep. So we're going to get into some more music. We're going to play some, what we're going to get into? Oh, we're going to get into this joint from Veronica Timms. It's called In the Mood, live right here, OG Radio. I mean, y'all know what it is.
Things will be okay. War with the world, but at least I'm at peace with myself. Fuck diamonds and pearls, point me to the keys of the world. Where you was at when they turned their back and I needed some help? Can't no nigga speak for me, speak for myself. I done got everything, got the mud, but I played it like everything was all good. I was in the trench, trapping, selling yay. Clip with extensions, nigga, I don't play. Before the studio and putting raps together, me and Julio, we used to trap together. We used to take trips down to Kentucky. Praying that the laws will stop us with the puppy. Praying that the laws will stop us, put the dogs on us. They gon' set us both up the river. Knee deep in the water, I was with the sharks, trying to stay afloat like a swimmer. So I got the peas all in the inner tube, and we stashed dope in the fender. You eat and get ate, don't get in my way. I'm lonely and hungry, so don't be my dinner, nigga.
So, okay, you wanna see some macho shit? I'm the most macho nigga out here. I'm the most, I thought you niggas knew, I'm the most thuggish nigga out here. I'm a whole, I have no motherfucking fear. I have no fear. I have only ambition, and I want mine, and I will do anything to protect and feed my family.
Just a young nigga, I come from ground zero, was stuck at the bottom. It made me go crazy, them street niggas raised me, no mother, no father. I hit me some stains, they give me some change, I ain't have a dollar. The hatred don't faze me no more, that shit just made me go all the war zone. I got no fear, just moving forward, got faith with me. Without a care, playing solitaire, so niggas know not to play with me. If he move on, much for me to say, really. I don't pop shit, I just drop shit. And it's a hit like Drake, really. Paramedics, pick them up. Pick them up. Call the coroner to zip them up. You fought with a warrior, so keep up. Coming from Peoria to East Bluff. Hey, he fool, but he keep tool. Got it on you, but if it ain't in you, I find out you eating and I can't eat with you. Then I gotta put you on the menu, nigga. I thought you niggas knew, man. No, I go by the name of Rich P. Avalon. I'm the richest nigga out here, you feel me? Yeah, man, I ain't got no fear. I just got a bag on me, man. I check it every time, you feel me? Rules of the rich. You know what it is?
All right, y'all, we back. It's your boy, Mr. AKA OG Radio. We're still with the common reply. So we're going to get to the next question, right? Are we getting to the next question?
Yes. So, question number two. Topic, an unsuspected deep connection, real or not? This topic is from Gabby. She said, hi, Amethyst. My thing is, I was minding my own business the other day. Being careful not to focus on anything but sitting in the park and relaxing my mind. My last relationship ended last year. I was chilling, being free, and enjoying my uncomplicated sanity. This guy interrupted me and said, hello, gorgeous. I hissed under my breath. I totally ignored him, but he was persistent. He made small talk and didn't sense that I wasn't interested. To make a long story short, I was like, if I say something, he would leave. So I said to him, why are you bothering me? He just chuckled. I finally looked up at him and couldn't resist a conversation. His aura was so perfect, we laughed, shared ideas, and hung out on the bench. I felt like I already knew him. The bond we shared was scary. It was like I already knew him from a past life or something. We are so in tune to each other's thoughts and hearts. My question is, are there really soulmates? Do you believe that this could be mine? What advice can you give me? Should I follow my heart? Or is this a catfish scheme? Help. Thank you, Gabby, for your submission. Past indiscretions and traumatic experiences can shape the way in which you view things. This can be both a negative and positive trait, depending on the outcome. Sometimes learning from bad relationships can help you make better choices in the future. Sometimes you carry baggage from old relationships into new relationships, which can inadvertently put a hinder upon that relationship, preventing it from reaching the height of its full potential. Respectively, I do believe that soulmates exist. You can meet a stranger, and they can be as familiar as a favorite song as the words slowly creep back into your memory. Soulmates sometimes enter your life as a blessing or to be a lesson. However, soulmates are spiritual as well, and the closeness and relatable experiences, along with the mental and psychological ties that combine, can either be a success or a mess. We all have that sixth sense ability, but often ignore it. Gabby, another close bond I believe in are kindred spirits and the unexplainable connection that you cannot explain. Definitely, if you are drawn together by the soul, you will always feel that closeness and bond. Guardian angels can help you take a deeper look into yourself through someone else and protect you from what could possibly be a detriment. I hope this helps. Thanks, Gabby.
That's deep. I feel like, to be honest, those are the type of people who, like, really come into your life and that be really genuinely into who you are. not like what you got your material wise, not what you look like on the physical. Don't get me wrong, physical attraction, physical attraction. But sometimes, like, somebody will be attracted to who you are, like your presence, your aura, how you carry yourself, how you speak, the things that you do. Like, before you even get to a physical situation, like, you already, like, fall in love with that person because of who they are, what they represent, and how they carry themselves. And then, like, after mm-hmm. that, everything else kind of just flow. It's just something that just catches you off guard. So automatically, when you get into a situation where you don't really know that person, or it's somebody that's not, like, your type, or somebody that you used to dating, you put all your guards up and all the red flags and everything because you ain't never experienced that. Because you so used to, this is what I like and this is what I want, so you never stepped outside that box. When somebody comes into that box that you scared to step out of and they get in, and that's the person who you just genuinely just vibe with, like, you everything. I mean, every day ain't going to be, you know, a sunshine, but it's to the point where, you know, them bad days don't last long, or y'all disagreements don't turn into an argument. They're just disagreements, and then y'all come back the next day, or y'all come back later on that day where y'all don't go to bed mad, or instead of arguing out y'all differences, y'all literally sit down and have a conversation about them, discuss them. It's the difference between arguing and having a discussion. A discussion is two people giving their point of views of the situation and without raising mm-hmm. their voice or belittling somebody. So when you get all those situations, different things, and you see that person for who they are, and you see they a genuine person, and then it just mm-hmm. it you just let it happen. You know, it's just some things you just have to just let happen and see where it goes. And those are the relationships where you look up and y'all been together for some of the odd years, and y'all wind up getting, you know, that you go through the motions with that person, and you realize that that was actually your soulmate, the person that you least expected to sweep you off your feet, ladies, or for a guy to change some of the, you know, bad habits that he had dating other women into where he ain't changing because she made him. He looked in the mirror and realized of his flaws that he knew would not be something that's sustainable or something that would be tolerated in where they grow up. And it may be same thing in the lady with certain things where she only date a certain person or a certain type of person, and the person, that guy that comes along, is something that she ain't used to. But she realized that she has to adjust her, not her standards, but adjust who she is to understand, like, look, he accepts me for me, and he knows some of my flaws that I ain't want to show him, and he still loves me. So it's like that'll scare somebody. But then when you understand that he in it for the long haul because he loves who you are and not what you have, and then it just mm-hmm. goes from there. So I feel like, yeah, I can honestly say there are such things as soulmates. You just have to not give everybody that chance, but you will feel it when you know it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. It's like I mentioned that sometimes that you might not end up with your soulmate, that they might right. put you on a path of, it could be discovery, to where you could become the best version of yourself. So
right.
I think to some people that they automatically assume that if it's just my soulmate that we're going to be together, or your soulmate that you could not be together in a relationship, but you could have the best of a friendship. But
right,
a friendship
right.
could turn into, like, when you're so close to, it's like family. So I think it's
mm-hmm.
like really different versions that you just have to really pay attention, because people, they constantly change and constantly evolve. And
right.
you just really have to focus on what's best for you at that time.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree with that, 150%, to be honest. And that's
mm-hmm.
a real situation with that one. So yeah, that is what it is. I think I had a question somebody sent me today.
okay.
I don't know why people send me messages, but I guess they like this segment instead of them like man, nah, don't call me, just answer my question. So
they have to do is, like we always say, you can send your questions and it's okay, you can remain anonymous.
Right.
If
right,
you
right.
aren't worried about me saying your name on the air, you don't have to worry about that.
Y'all can remain anonymous.
To the right. Caramel Reply with amethyst@gmail.com.
See, it's that simple, guys. It's that simple. Don't just send it to me and just ask me to read it, okay? Y'all can't keep doing this to me. But if y'all want me to answer them, I will answer them to the best of my abilities. Like I said, look, this is just advice, free advice. You know, if y'all take it, y'all take it. If y'all don't, y'all don't. It's entirely not up to us. So, there was a, I guess, a post on Facebook or something like that. And it was a situation where there was like, I guess a husband and a wife go to like a family barbecue, or they go to the husband's, you know, family barbecue or whatever like that. And they was like, who, they have a kid. So they was like, who does the wife or the girlfriend, who does she fix her plate for first? Now, some people said that she should fix her kid's plate first and then the husband. Some girl said, no, you fix the husband's plate and then whatever like that. So it's weird, but everybody have an opinion on it. I feel like depending on, like, if, like they say they went to the husband's, like, family set up for, like, a Thanksgiving or, like, a barbecue or something like that. And one guy was like, man, I'm going to fix my own plate. You know what I'm saying? I don't expect my girl or my wife to fix my plate. He said, first of all, don't worry about me. Fix my son or my daughter a plate. You know, I'm a grown man. I know how to feed myself. I know how to go in there and make my own plate. I know how to do what I do. Some girl was like, nah, it's a situation where you're supposed to do this, this, and this, and this for your man. And the guy was like, well, to be honest, you know, I don't expect nobody, you know, my wife to fix my plate or do like something like he said, stuff like that. Is like, no, that's not important enough to where she'd be a discussion. So how do you feel about that situation? Do you feel like the woman should fix the plate or the guy should just be, as, you know, my anonymous friend, Jay, I was going to name him Jay. So Jay was like, I would not want my girlfriend or my fiance or my wife to fix my plate. I would rather her make sure that we would make sure our kid ate first, depending on how the age of the kid. You know, they still between, you know, 5 and 11, you know, make sure they eat first. He said, but kids get a certain age, they can fix their own plate. That's just like an adult. If you go to your significant other house like the first two times and she, and he or she fix your plate, then, you know, that's kind of like common courtesy, being nice. But once y'all, like, either y'all get married or y'all, like, 5 years in the game and y'all going to barbecues, bro, it's like, she going to look at you, like, fellas, she going to look at you like you crazy if you think she finna fix your plate. And I think the family going to look at you like you slow, like, so you not going to eat? I'm just being serious. That's just from my experiences with that situation. I mean, don't get me wrong. The first one time, I was kind of like, I was kind of like, that's something you don't have to do. But then it got to the point, like, afterward, it was kind of, they was looking at me like, you know, I'm the type of person, you know, I don't need nobody to fix my plate for me, because I'm the type of person is, I don't eat everything. So fixing my plate, you're going to have a whole trouble. So it's like, I got me. Don't worry about me. But in his situation, I agree with him. I would say, make sure the kid eat first, then the parents go ahead and eat in that situation. I don't feel like a woman should have to fix a man's plate regardless. I don't want it done, but I would appreciate it, but I don't want that done. It's just something that happens. Like, the first time it happened, I'm cool with it. It is what it is. But the second couple of times, nah, I don't need you to fix my plate. I'm a whole adult. I can fix my own food, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that. And I would think that, you know,
go ahead.
No, I just feel like that's not my opinion, but how you feel about that?
So I think that if you go to a barbecue, I don't think that it should be designated that somebody specifically has to fix the plate. Because I think that most people, like, if it was like a real life scenario, like something was going wrong, if it came down to the father eating first or the mother eating first or the child, if that was the only meal that they had, in most circumstances that they would choose for the child to eat first. So I think you could apply the same scenario to, like, if you go to a barbecue And then sometimes you go to the barbecues, they're self-served. Then sometimes somebody is already serving the plates. So, like, in that instance, you wouldn't have to decide between one or the other. If the guy's going to fix the plate, if the lady should fix the plate. Because I've seen a lot of time where, like, one of them to say either the guy or the lady that they would put enough food on one plate where everybody eats off of it. So the guy eating off the plate, the lady and their kids, they're all sharing one plate of food.
Oh,
and
no.
And they're just sharing it. I've seen it. So I guess it depends on, like, what do you like to do? But, like, if it was me personally, if I had kids, I would feel like that's my motherly duty to feed my child first.
Right.
So I would want to feed them first. And then we could get our plates. And then we could eat. But, like, if I had kids, I would want to feed my child first.
Right. So got one more. One more question. So this is it's a relationship, not relationship, but like a marriage situation. So a mother and her ex-husband, they had a kid together. They, you know, they break up, whatever like that. So the husband buys his son, just turned 17. He buys him a new car. It's a nice car. It's like a BMW, something like that. The mother has a new boyfriend, whatever it's like that, you know what I'm saying? He living in with them, they doing what they do. The husband, the ex-husband, you know, he got him a girl, they co-parenting, basically. So he buys the kid a car for his birthday. And, you know, everything cool, he bought it for his kid. So something happened where the mother decides, the mother's boyfriend, he has to, like, make some runs, run some errands or something like that. And she winds up telling her new boyfriend, like, oh, you can just take my kid's car and make whatever you run. I'll drop him off for practice. So she drops him off for practice. The boyfriend does what he does in the car, makes his runs, whatever. So football practice is over with, or practice is over with, and the mother forgets to go and pick up the kid. And so the father is, like, getting called. Like, he had to pick his son up for practice. The parent late. So he's mad, like, yo, what's going on with this car? He thinking something wrong. And the girl says, oh, I let my boyfriend drive my son's car, and I dropped him off. And the father, like, went off, like, yo, don't ever let nobody drive his car. I bought him the car for these reasons. He was like, you could have took the car. He could have took the bus, dude, whatever, whatever. So the woman says, like, oh, you overreacting. It's not that serious, whatever like that. And the question was is the woman wrong for allowing her boyfriend to drive her son's car? Or is just, well, you know, that's my house. It's whatever, whatever. But the question is the mother wrong for the situation of letting the boyfriend drive the car and also not picking the son up?
So in my opinion, I feel like that shouldn't have taken place.
Right.
Well, a couple of things about the situation, because I think you said that it was a luxurious car?
It was like a BMW.
Okay, well, I think that is a little bit too much for at the age of 17. Just the type of car, I would say that's a lot of, you know, a lot. Specifically because you know that you're going to have kids that's going to want a joyride.
Right.
They're going to want to hang out and go to all these parties and things, and they're going to want to show out with his son just specifically for his car and the type of car that it is.
Right.
But with that part being said, I would say that if the father bought the car, I'm pretty sure that he is the one that has the insurance.
Right.
And if you're under the age of 25, you know that the insurance deductibles are extremely high. Now,
yep.
I can see if the mother let her boyfriend use the car if it was an emergency.
Right.
Now, to me, like an emergency, that's understandable, but not just to She felt that it was okay for him to use the car when the point was for their son to be able to get safely home, not waiting around school grounds after everybody else is gone just because she wanted her boyfriend to use the car, and even she forgot to pick him up herself. So I can understand the father being upset because he did this to provide security for their son, and she just decided to throw all security out of the window because she wanted her boyfriend to use the car.
Right.
So in that situation, I feel that she should not have let him use the car just because. Because it seems like that she just decided for him to do, I don't know if it was errands or whatever the case was, but the point was so he could get to school, he could get to practice, and whatever he needs to do, that he can securely have a means of transportation where he wouldn't have to rely on anybody else. You don't have to worry about him getting stranded and things like that. So I can understand the father being really upset about that.
Yeah, like I said, I told him that I agree with the father. Like, she's wrong. She's wrong all the way around. She's wrong all the way across the board. And for the kid, I'm the type of person, if I'm the father, I'd be like, hey, bro, I don't care what she say, that's your car. If she not driving it, don't let nobody else drive this car. I'm paying for the insurance, whatever, whatever. So, off top, if I'm the father and the kid, And the mother let the new boyfriend drive the car. First of all, he ain't getting the keys to the car in the first place. That's number one. Number two, I'm gonna tell my son, like, bro, that's your car. That ain't his car. I don't care what she talking about. If she ain't paying no bills on the car, she can't tell me how to tell you how to use your car. Like, you know what I'm saying? She ain't. And I just feel like she was on some whole other situation to where she was trying to make a point or just be messy. And, you know what I'm saying, my first question is the real question. You messing with a dude that ain't got no car. So you ain't never, anybody explained to me if this man car was in the shop or whatever the situation may be. He had a baby boy on a bike or something. I don't know, he had Jody Joe in it. Little Jody Joe on the bicycle. I don't know what it is. But for me, I would exactly tell my son, if I was in that situation where, you know, we just co-parenting with a kid and I bought my kid a car and, you know, his mama want her new boyfriend to drive the car. I'm like, nah, bro, get in your car, drive off, bro. Nah, I don't care what's going on. I don't care what she talking about. Fam need to figure, he an adult. He need to figure that out. The fact that she tried to just, oh, no, just do it. No, we not doing it. So she's wrong across the board, like all the way across the board. So, yeah, for me, I would have, it had definitely been a situation where it wouldn't have been a situation because my son would have been driving his car and got home from practice with no problem. And dude would have had to figure out how to move around because you're an adult and you don't have a car. And that means something wrong with your situation. Or even if it's like, if it's down, if the car down, and I'm not saying to disrespect the new boyfriend, but it's like, yo, bro, this is my car. I'm not finna, I don't care what my mama talking about, bro. Like, you an adult. Go find your way around. I got my transportation. And for her, just to be like, oh, it's cool, run some errands, and then she forget to pick him up, it's like, yo, what you really doing? Like, you know what I'm saying? That's messed up. So I agree with the guy that is she wrong. So, yeah.
Yes. So I know that you will be excited to learn that Hawkeye will be premiering on Disney Plus in time for Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, and I saw the trailer. I was highly impressed with the trailer. I was a little, like I said, I was expecting, I don't know if you saw the trailer. So, yeah. I was expecting the daughter to be like, all right, Dad, I didn't want you to know, but, you know, I do this too. But the fact that, because it's two different scenarios, like the Kate Bishop, you know what I'm saying, that situation that actually happened in the comic book. And it's another situation where his daughter, you know what I'm saying, teams up with him and she decides to, you know, he tried to make her an Avenger. So it didn't matter which way the story went. It's just the fact that I saw the trailer. Trailer was nice. And he is teaching his daughter how to shoot the arrows, but he don't want her that to do what she do. But the fact that S.H.I.E.L.D. went and found another archer just as good as her and she been studying him. So I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm ready to see it, ready to watch it, and you know, so yeah, that'll be something that, you know, down the road we'll definitely have a reply about, you know, Marvel stuff that's going on. And that was one of the topics that I can't wait to get to. So I can't wait for that.
You're like, this would be a perfect series to binge watch the first couple of episodes on Thanksgiving.
Oh,
that
definitely.
Would be a perfect family gathering. Although on the flyer, I noticed that it looks like it had more of a Christmas theme.
Christmas
feel,
yeah.
Snow.
But I would recommend people to watch it like the day after Thanksgiving, because on Thanksgiving people fall asleep. Like, you get the itis and you just fall straight to sleep. I know from experience. Look,
I have never had Thanksgiving itis, Christmas itis, any of those itises. I have never ate too well. I had to go to sleep.
That's the only, like, Thanksgiving is the only reason. Like, you know, like, I mean, I don't want to, that's a whole other story of why I won't call it Thanksgiving no more, but, you know, that day, I get my eat on, you know, I mean, because that's like the one time of the year where people just like, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and just be me. I'm going to go ahead and eat. I know I'm going to pay for it down the line. You know, I'm like, bro, I'm going to get into the gym. And everybody, you know, that's when them new me, new year start. Like, when you get to Thanksgiving and getting to Christmas, you like, man, I'm finna smash on Thanksgiving. And I don't know if this is a black household, like, thing, but I don't know if it's a thing for everybody, every household. But for me, normally family, I don't know families that eat breakfast, but is it just, I think, my family? But don't nobody eat, like, during the day before Thanksgiving? Like, we literally be like, man, I'm hungry, but I'm not going to eat. Like, you don't go, like, it ain't breakfast being made. It's just, like, you just, like, waiting around to eat. Like, your stomach, like, empty. You like, man, I can't wait to eat. And I think that's why people eat till they get the itis, because they starve themselves before Thanksgiving. Now, don't get me wrong. There ain't that many big mamas left. But back in the day, Granny used to get you a little sample of the little ham, a little sample of the macaroni and cheese, or something to hold you off until you could eat for real. She wouldn't give you nothing like a big plate. You would be, as we, they would call us the taste test. Come taste this. Come taste the greens. I was one of them kids. Like, before I ran off to go play football, yeah, taste that. Let me taste that. Oh, let me taste this. Let me taste that. I look up. I got enough of my stomach to last me until I get back in the house. So is that just something that I experienced, or have you experienced as well?
So for Thanksgiving, well, my grandmother, she would always have the meal. You know, she wanted everything fresh. So
right.
All the Thanksgiving, she getting up early. I say like about 2 o'clock in the morning, and she would get up as early as possible to make sure everything was fresh. Yeah, she wanted, because her greens, they had to be fresh. The hot water cornbread had to be just hot coming out of the skillet. She liked to do a ham. She would do ribs, macaroni, spaghetti. Now, they loved the chitlins. Okay, now I was not doing the chitlins.
Do me neither. I can't do chitlins neither.
You know, No. Like, just the way that they smell alone is like, why do you want to eat that? Why?
I don't
understand. But anyway, she would have everything, baking the cakes, so then you got to have a cake coming out the oven. So she would start early. Now, I know that she would not eat during the whole day, so I know that she would be extremely hungry because she would not eat. And then we got to the point where, as we used to have meals, they used to try to set a time. So it was supposed to be that we were supposed to sit around for dinner about 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
But then it started to where people would start coming later and later. So you're supposed to be eating at 5 o'clock. The last person that you was waiting for to say grace before you even eat the meal, they might not make it to 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Right,
so
right.
Then the other people that's been waiting all day, they upset and they grumpy because they mad. Cause
mm-hmm.
They're like, you like 2.5 hours late.
Yep.
And then you only have a chance to eat one meal. And then they have them platters instead of just plates.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're trying to make up for the one meal within that entire day.
Yep.
So I guess it depends. But for me, I'm not a big eater. So I don't have platters. And I don't have the multiple plates. All I need is just a little bit. And I'm fine. Like I'm content. I just need a little bit. Like, I never, like, been a big eater, so I can't do, like, if there was a food eating contest, don't even try to enter me because, you know, I would be a no assistance.
I mean, like I said, we went from the 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock start to, like, we would just lie and say, you better get here by 12 noon because if you don't, we smashing. And then it would get everybody get there at least 12, and we wouldn't eat to 2, 3 o'clock. That's the trick. And, you know, that's the trick that we do. We just lie about the time because, you know, black people time is black people time. I don't care how y'all feel about it. That's the truth of the matter. Like, you always got that one cousin, one brother, one sister, one auntie who want to make that appearance. And when they know it, well, everybody there now, I'm going to come sliding with this outfit. So, I mean, that's a whole other, like, episode of whatever. So we about to get up out of here. I just want to say before we get out of here, this segment is definitely something I appreciate you even just coming to me with and just being having me be a part of it, allowing me to, you know, OG Radio to be a part of this platform. So I appreciate you for bringing this new spin to the show, to my Friday show. I really do appreciate it. It's definitely something that people are really getting accustomed to hearing. They like hearing. They like going back to hearing it. So I definitely do appreciate you.
You are very welcome. And thanks for letting me bring the segment to your platform.
Mm-hmm. No problem. Before we get out of here, I know a lot of people are still wanting to know. Like, I'm getting people who say they ready to call in, like live callers. So I think that'll probably be our next, I guess, adventure to answer these questions live on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, anything you want to? Yeah. So anything else you want to add before we get out of here?
So just to let everyone know that you can actually submit your questions in advance. So like today is Friday. You have all the way until next week to submit your questions if you want to submit it by email. And again, the email address is thecaramelreplywithamethyst@gmail.com. And if you need me to, I'll spell it. That is T-H-E. caramelreplywithamethyst@gmail.com. And again, you can send your questions or topics, and then I will have a personalized response just for you if you submit it by email.
That's definitely what's up. So, like I said at the end of all my shows, do what you love and love what you do, and the rest, take care of yourself. And your boy, Mr. AK, I'm going to get out of here. And we out of here, y'all.
See you next week.
Yep, we out.